Salamandastron, Disc 8.
Chapter 31. Three long shrew logboats shot out into the waters of the great south stream. The dawn was grey and overcast with a warm, blustery wind coming out of the northeast. In the prow of the lead boat, Samkim, Arula and Spriggat sat with their paddles shipped. There was little need for paddling in the fast-flowing current with the wind astern of the vessels. Arula chuckled with excitement as the sturdy craft skimmed and bobbed over the rushing waters.
Boat and bait's working by Earth of Seasons March!
Now and then, Spriggat would lean to one side and snap at the odd passing winged insect.
Going too fast for an og to catch a bite.
Samkim crouched in the prow with Alfo. Together they scanned ahead for signs of Deathbrush and his five trackers. Spray blew up into the young squirrel's nostrils. It was his first time on a shrew logboat, and he found it very exhilarating. Winking across at Alfo, he called over the rushing stream noise,
"This is the life, eh? Makes me wish I was a shrew."
The elder nodded as he shouted back,
"You like it? Good. Your fox would have had to come this way because of the speedy current. We can follow this way until we get below the rapids."
Rapids?
Spriggat gave a squeak of dismay.
You never said anything about rapids. Where are they?
Up there a piece.
Alfo nodded ahead.
Don't worry. Don't worry. They'll come soon enough. I'll pass you the word when they do.
Frequently, the shrews would use their paddles to negotiate a rock or ward off floating driftwood. But the pace was becoming faster all the time, and the banks shot by in a blur of green and brown as Alfo roared out directions and warnings.
Duck your heads, overhanging willows coming up.
Arula barely made it, receiving a smart clip from a branch.
Rock to port, get those paddles lined up.
Samkim shoved hard with his paddle, feeling the shock run through his paws as it struck stone. He pushed and felt the boat skip out away from the rock.
Wood sticking up midstream, paddles to starboard.
Spriggat and Arula paddled furiously, sighing in relief as they whizzed by a tree trunk that had stuck in the muddy bottom. Alfo brought his mouth close to Samkim's ear.
No signs yet, but don't worry. We'll catch the blackguards. Here come the rapids now. Stow your paddle and hang on tight.
Samkim threw his paddle in the logboat bottom, gripping the sides tightly as he heard Alfo yell out,
"Rapids ahead! Stow all paddles and hang on!"
White water boiled up over the prow, drenching Samkim as the boat dipped and hurtled crazily into a mad world of foaming, writhing waters. At the stern, two experienced shrews sculled with their paddles, slewing the craft around jagged, rocky outcrops. Arula threw herself into the bottom of the boat, digging claws hiding her eyes in fright.
I'm bound to be a drowned mole child before sunset.
Like a roller coaster, the logboat tore through the rapids, sometimes with water gushing over the sides, other times with the hull groaning as it scraped over submerged rock ledges. Sterns up, heads down, the three vessels weaved and twisted with terrifying speed down the perilous watercourse. Samkim was amazed the shrews seemed to take it all in their stride. Neither laughing nor looking fearful, they battled away with expertise, competence written all over their faces. Finally, after one long watercourse that seemed more like a waterfall than a rapid, they splashed down into a semi-circular lagoon with a thick covering of foamy scum lying slowly swirling on its surface. Behind them, the rapids crashed and roared in watery chaos. Dipping their paddles, they began pushing on down the wide, calm stream. Travelling easily, they felt possessed of an overwhelming tranquility after the turmoil of the rapids. The sky was still lowering and overcast. Wind soughed softly through the sedge at the banks and margins as the three logboats forged ahead. It was midday when the stream ahead split two ways, and Alfo held up a paw and called out,
"Bows into yon middle bank!"
They headed into the tongue of land that protruded at the parting of the stream. Leaping ashore, Alfo pointed to a high, giant hornbeam.
Molo, shin up that there hornbeam tree and scout the lay of the waters.
A sprightly young shrew bounded forward, but Samkin beat him to it.
Shrews to water, but squirrels to trees, my friend.
Like a shaft from a bowstring, the young squirrel shot up the towering trunk. Alpha watched him in amazement. A ruler nudged the old shrew.
Brr, how's that for climbing, sir? He'd be a good un, our Samkin.
The giant hornbeam was so high that it was difficult to see Samkin when he was at the top. With the speed and agility of a born climber, he whizzed back down again, leaping lightly to the ground, eager to deliver his news.
I could see them! I could see them! They've taken that stream on the left!
Alpha leapt back into the boat.
Look here for them! This one on the right would have taken them into another waterfall and the mountain caves. How far away are they?
Samkin jumped in beside him.
Only about 2 hours good paddling, I'd say.